City in the Clouds by Basingstoke. Read by Tiny Pink Mouse. I got a Podfic bingo square for Read Drunkenly.
And the fact is that I don't actually drink anymore, and I honestly did consider trying to drink for the first time in years. Just for the sake of my Podfic. But that seems like a not so good idea. So I'll be attempting to read about people drinking instead and see if maybe I could try to sound a teensy bit drunk, which probably won't happen, but I'm making the attempt and calling it good enough, I suspect. Even if it isn't, I suspect equally.
City in the clouds. Dust outside. Just dust and clouds. Harper poured some more beer down his throat. He still wasn't drunk yet. He could still feel the little wriggler squirming. When he was drunk, he wouldn't be able to feel anything. Oh no. Romy, have I ever told you what a babe you are? He called out. 5 times in the past hour, said the ceiling. Oh, he grinned up at the ceiling. Well, it's still true. Thank you, Harper. Shall I carry you back to your quarters now? Or do you persist in thinking you can walk? He wiggled his feet, propped up on the table. Oh, that sounds like fun. But I resent the implication that I am drunk. I am not drunk. I know my limits, and I am nowhere near. Whatever you say, Harper. I am an anarchist. I am an antichrist. I know how to get, and I know how I want it. Wait. Harper scowled at the ceiling. Romy, is that how it goes?
I have no idea, but I doubt it.
Ha. Huh. He dipped up the beer and found that it was down to the dregs. He tipped his chair back, licking for the last drops. The door opened. Harper opened his eyes upside down and saw Tyr. Harper thumped back onto all 4 chair legs. Tyr settled into the chair next to him, also putting his feet up on the table and looking out the port. He propped a blue bottle between his knees.
So how are you feeling, Tyr?
Harper bent his knees and set the bottle carefully between his feet with the other dead soldiers. Later he rinsed them to reuse.
I've been better.
But I have also been a great deal worse. So on the whole, I find myself content. Tyr popped the cap off the blue bottle, and the knife-like scent of Targrazar cut through the air. Harper sniffed openly at the alcohol as Tyr drank.
I've been trying to figure that out. Yeah, this is the bottom, you know. I can't decide.
Murder in his belly. Inner space invaders. And the whole universe about to follow when the Magog put their worldship back together. Trust in Dylan to pull the iron out of the fire. Trust him. Oh yeah. Trust him when Harper only trusted in Harper, and Harper was pretty much scared and screwed and not very happy. Oh no. And also not drunk, no matter what Andromeda said. Tyr glanced at him. Harper didn't know what he saw, but he passed the bottle. Harper took a giant swig, shivering all over at the hot and cold taste sensation. Trust a Nietzschean to pick a liquor that fought back. Yeah, trust him. Trust him to find a way out that Harper couldn't follow. Harper passed the bottle back and looked at the pretty stars. Red, blue, green, and half of them had planets around them. Pretty much any planet had something you could use. And then there were drifts. Fat merchant carriers, colony ships, everything. It was a big, fat, juicy universe out there. It's a big, fat, juicy universe out there, he told Tyr. I've noticed. Tyr was looking at him.
Magog noticed too, Harper said, I think when my parents were killed, that was pretty bad. No, no, it was the worst, though. Maybe it was. I was old enough, I should have done something. Harper let his head tip back. Tyr pressed the bottle back into his hand. How old were you? 14, I think. Maybe younger. We lost the clock in a raid, and then there was a bunch of running for a long time, and everything looks pretty much the same underground. I was born in the hot summer, and that's pretty much... Harper took another drink and realized he couldn't feed the larvae anymore. Trust the Uber, yeah. Trust him. Romy, I think you're right. Of course I'm right, the ceiling said. I'm drunk. Couldn't feel his feet either, or his tongue. I told you so. Nobody likes a snotty starship, Harper yelled at the ceiling. I thought you loved me. Privacy mode, Andromeda, Tyr said. Look after Harper, Andromeda said before cutting off. Hey, Seamus Harper can look after himself. Harper took another swig from the bottle before Tyr grabbed it back. Been doing it for 10, 12 years now. 14, 20, who knows? Hey, Tyr, do you know how the song goes? I am an anarchist. I am an antichrist. Tyr winced. That's a song? It is a classic. He grabbed for the bottle and nearly fell out of his chair. Tyr grabbed him by his shirt and held him there. Come on, let me go. Tyr dragged Harper's chair over beside him instead, pulling him into his arms. It was kind of nice, kind of snuggly, kind of weird. Hey, Harper said, and grabbed the bottle. Tyr pulled it back, sending him off balance again. The whole thing was just too much work for a man who was losing body parts left and right. He gave up and curled up sideways, head on Tyr's thigh, knees against the back of his own chair. Tyr petted his shoulder. You're being nice to me. That makes me suspicious, Harper said. Kindness is a tactic, true enough. You button me up now, and I support you in whatever later. Exactly. You're so full of shit. Harper poked Tyr in the chain mail. Tyr shook him by the shoulder gently. Recently, I was offered 50,000 drones to kidnap you. Whoa! Harper considered the amount. Whoa. Your reputation as an engineer is spreading. Your knowledge of the Andromeda systems is quite rare. I considered the offer, of course, but I decided in the end that the price was far too low for such a prize. Harper blinked. I'm worth more than 50,000 drones on the open market. Much more than that. Hey, that's not so bad.
Back on Earth, slaves were then drones apiece on a good day. Control colors extra. Out on the merchant drifts, you were worth up to 10,000 drones if you knew something really valuable. Or were a girl, and were really pretty. He'd been grabbed by one of those goons and assessed at 1,000, due mostly to the wetware, before Becca stormed up the stables and kicked everyone's ass. At the time, he'd been flattered at the price.
Tyr gestured with the bottle. I thought you might appreciate it. I hope you will also appreciate that we are not likely to let such a valuable asset die without a fight.
Harper grinned into Tyr's thigh.
I feel all warm and fuzzy.
Of course, that could be the liquor.
Probably. Tyr took a drink. He felt like his head was floating away from his shoulders. The liquor burned painfully in his belly. He hoped it felt like an afterburner to the squirmers.
How much did they sell you for? To the mines, I mean.
I don't know. I was in cold storage at the time. Tyr made a face and set the bottle on the table. The body hot links of his chainmail brushed across Harper's shoulder. He closed his eyes, and saw Rev writhing behind his eyelids. Trust the Magog. He's a priest. He's harmless. I'm not going to inject horrible little eggy things into your belly to chew and gnaw and eat you alive. Oh no, trust the Magog. Nice Magog. He wanted to know whose goddamn babies he was carrying, but he guessed he never would. He opened his eyes and looked at Tyr's belly. Hey, can I see? Hopper turned onto his back. See what? What larva I wear. He cut his eyes at Tyr's stomach, but couldn't see through the chain mail. Tyr looked down at him for a long moment, then reached up to his shoulder, unfastening a hidden seam. The mail sagged off his shoulder. He undid another fastening on the same side, under his arm, and the mail came loose altogether. He let it slide off his other arm. Tyr's skin was smooth as a nano-weld. Here, Tyr said, placing his hand just below his navel. He tugged the waist of his pants down a little, and Harper finally saw a mark. Tyr leaned back, rolling Harper even closer to his skin, and unbuttoned the top of his pants. There it was, the half-circle mark of Magog teeth. Harper had the same mark, just bigger and uglier. He didn't heal up nearly so well. It's really real, Harper said. Tyr touched his shoulder and looked out at the stars. You ever have those dreams, where you're walking and talking and seeing people you know, and they sound like themselves? Not like they all have lobsters on their head, so you know they're just dream people. And then you wake up, and you don't know if you're remembering or if you just made it all up. Yes. Yeah. Me too. Harper closed his eyes and folded his hands up under his chin. He could smell the cinnamon and grass scent of the liquor sweating out of Tyr's skin. He could feel the furnace of Tyr's body burning through his cheek. Ever smelled grass? He asked Tyr. Ever run through mud? Or seen a stream? Or a bird? Or an ocean? Yes. Does it still exist? Your planet? No. Mine neither, Harper said, tears coming up in his eyes. Not for a long, long time before I was ever born. Because, you know, my planet didn't have Magog. Old songs were the best songs, because they didn't have monsters. Mine was scorched with an atmosphere eater. Now it's a rock. Mine's gone forever, but it's still there. Harper closed his eyes tight, but tears leaked from the corners anyway. He pressed closer to Tyr's belly, and he could feel the smooth scar against his forehead, harder than the muscle that surrounded them. His own bite had healed rough and ragged, torn up with infection and crisscrossed with old scars. Scars from hard living. Scars that inevitably happen when you bumped up with Ubers. Earth wasn't the home of humans anymore. Tyr's bone spurs brushed his skin. And don't take this the wrong way. But my planet didn't have any Nietzscheans either, Harper whispered. Oh, Tyr said. I never expected that it would. He cradled Harper loosely in his arms, feet up on the table, staring out at the stars. The end.